USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The possibility of a nationwide rail strike has Congress considering action. Union leaders say there are still many outstanding issues to be resolved before a looming December 9th deadline. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is among the lawmakers, saying they may have to step in. Grassley said this week a previous rail shutdown in 1991 may serve as a model this time around as well. Congress passed and President George H.W. Bush signed a bill that ended a strike soon after it began. It's Small Business Saturday, and Paige Black Welder at Tooney, a boutique in Winter Park, Florida, has some good reasons for you to shop small today.
67 cents of every dollar spent at a small business stays in the local community, according to American Express. And a small business donates 250% more to the local nonprofits and charities. And so it's good for everyone. It's good for all of our communities to stay with the small businesses.
NATO's Secretary General says the alliance will not back down when it comes to its support for Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, Jens Stoltenberg said it's the best way to possibly bring an end to the war between it and Russia. His remarks came ahead of an upcoming NATO foreign ministers meeting. The Coast Guard is calling the rescue of a passenger who fell overboard a Carnival cruise ship a Thanksgiving miracle. Carnival says the man's sister reported him missing around noon on Thanksgiving. 2 hours later, the ship turned around in the Gulf of Mexico and began searching for a man overboard. The Coast Guard was called, and the search extended across 200 miles in the Gulf. At around 8:30 p.m., the missing passenger was found floating in the water, alive, about 20 miles south of the Louisiana coast. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new health study is pushing back on some long-held beliefs.
HDL cholesterol, often referred to as the good cholesterol, may not be as useful in predicting the risk of heart disease and protecting against it as previously thought. A study from the 1970s found high levels of HDL cholesterol concentration were associated with low coronary heart disease risk, a link that has since been widely accepted and used in heart disease risk assessments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Another tech giant is announcing layoffs.
In the latest in a wave of layoffs that has hit the tech industry, HP says it will eliminate 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, roughly 12% of its workforce, through the end of 2025. The computer maker projects that the cuts will save an annualized $1.4 billion. Executives say a pullback in demand for personal computers continues to pressure HP's bottom line, and they're not optimistic that'll change in 2023. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
And finally, this college football rivalry weekend will be highlighted by Ohio State hosting Michigan. Kickoff set for just after noon Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.